in forming coalitions, we found out that there was so much friction there that we should do something else. Of course, labor did it on a national basis. A. Philip Randolph was, you know, the president of sleeping car porters, and we just call it A. Philip Randolph because it's headed up by them. But what we do, we organize a chapter in every county or the counties where we have a high concentration of black votes. And our people disseminate the information. They meet, they endorse the same people we endorse. We give them the money to operate within the black community and the material to operate to get our program across by trade unionists going in and taking the leadership away and wrangling the leadership away from the so-called groups, factional groups. Some counties we'd have as many as 7 different black groups working within one county. And every one of them was wanting a handout, and nobody was really part of it.
Now, A. Philip Randolph chapters, though, are those strictly black union members?
They are the officers, and it's run by, and the policy is made by labor, and they're primarily black. However, we've had such good success with them. We've had a number of our white people that want to go to the A. Philip Randolph meetings and to help out with them within the black. And this is primarily black.
Do they include blacks who are non-union members?
Well, that includes only union blacks, but they go into the community and work in it with the ministers and whatnot, getting our program.
Do they get involved in voter registration drives?
Yes, sir. That's the main object right now.
Are you doing anything on that?
This we'll right now, Jack. We're fighting real hard for. You saw in this paper here. You didn't see it, but the first item we have on our list right now is registration by mail to, you know, by the computer we can tell every local union how many people is registered and how many is not registered. So we're concentrating both on our people and on people in the community. Now, if we go to the registration by mail, either federally or by state, then we are going to put the same forces that we have out now. We're going to, ones that's not already notary public, we're going to make them notary public and let them go and take those lists and go into the community and register the members of organized labor and register the others. You asked us if we do anything in registration right now. We're very active in registration in Orangeburg, Greenville, Rock Hill, Florence, Oree, and they're going to meet, these chapters are pretty old, Lawrence. We don't have one in Newberry at the moment that's working.
Do you think South Carolina needs to have some sort of a mandatory voting machine law?
Yes,
definitely. That's not on your list at this time, though, is it?
Definitely. I think the state of South Carolina, and not letting the county, we have a lot of money in revenue sharing, and somewhere along the line, they could buy voting machines that could be cut out the fraud. I don't worry about fraud in registration. I do worry about fraud in areas where there are paper ballots. And when you go behind closed doors to count them and you don't have enough of people to put in as observers, it's real easy. They can have a basket and they have a piece of paper in the basket so they don't want the votes to go through the bottom. And underneath those paper baskets, they have hundreds of votes, already tickets already voted. So all they do is just push down through the bottom and stare them in with the rest of them. Pour them out. And you can vote as many as you want. You can take some of these counties. You could elect every person that you wanted to. When do we estimate $17,000 can buy off every vote? I mean, enough so they can have it. And that's wrong. So yes, you're talking about voting photos with voting machines. We are all in favor of the voting machines.
You find a real distinction then in the counties that do have voting machines and those that don't.
Right. Spartanburg, Charleston, Columbia, all the areas that have voting machines. Who else has got voting machines that just know? Well, you know what I'm talking about. Then. Did you have the fraud up there when you had the ballots? Well, we had a.
Every state has that.
Well, we had a county. We got a meeting Wednesday, Thursday, on the county emergency. five states started, you know, several years ago.
I'm talking about the South.
In the South, yes, I would think so.
What percent completed are you with this?
We have completed the membership list that was in the computer by the internationalists to start with. And it's now being key punched and put on magnetic tape to go back into the computer, which could be completed within 10 days. Now we are capturing lists that were not in the computer, so we're just a matter of a continuous process. But I was this complete, and of course the Cheshire machines and the equipment that we bought would be delivered within 30 days, and we've had about 10 days on the order already.
Where do you see the next major increase? I'm assuming you see a continued increase in union membership in South Carolina.
In public employees.
What percent of the workforce is organized?
Well, there's a question mark right now. If you ask the Chamber of Commerce, they'd say 7. You ask us, we'd say 11. But the Bureau of Labor, out of, the Bureau of Labor Statistics out of Atlanta has been giving us about 14% now. So we
is that higher than it was 5 or 10 or 15 years ago? Is it a steady increase or is it about the same percent?
Oh, no. We 3 years ago, we jumped 37.5% increase. And what, 17-something last year.
Walt's question, I think, is the workforce has been increasing also. Are you keeping a steady percentage of the workforce, or is your percentage of the workforce increasing?
We are gaining
increasing
on the workforce now. See, the workforce was increasing and we were increasing, so we were just about holding our own at estimated 7.5%. But we're gaining on the workforce now. Let me say this: it's too hard to keep up. It's awful hard to keep up with. Last week we took in how many plants were organized? Did you see in the paper where people signed agreements with us on checkoff or on a cart check? We had 2 plants in Camden alone. In Kershaw County by card check. You haven't seen the newspaper. We won in election after election, and we just moving. And the climate, there's over 100 organizers in the state right now. And that's just a drop in the bucket what we could have.
Is this going on southwide, Senator?
Do what?
Is this going on southwide?
Yes, and I think, though, that we're having more success in South Carolina, though, than most of the states.
Why?
I think that the people became educated to the fact that we weren't all farmers, and that as we had a diversified industry come in, and some industries paid good money and others paying low industry, the people in the lower paying industry looked at those other plants and they wanted the money. Cost of living has gone up so much that the people had to do something. They had to band together. And right now it's a constant. I guess that we will average 5 calls a week in this office, staring us to people who want to be organized, including managers of plants. We have one industry that's in the state has stores, and I won't call the stores because you know them. They have 67 store managers. 55 of them signed cards to join the union, the managers. So, give you an idea. Insurance agents of former unions, teachers, we had 3
How about other public employees?
Yes, public employees.
Besides teachers, are garbage workers organizing in numbers in South Carolina?
Well, in Florence, in the Rock Hill, and these areas, they're coming real fast.
How about firemen?
Firemen are just about completely organized over all the state. And in here, I think it's only 3 firemen in the whole city that doesn't belong to the firefighters. The firefighters have joined with the teachers, not with the American Federation of Teachers, but with the NEA. And they're having a seminar next week here. It's going to have probably going to be attended by members of the school teachers and members of organized labor. We're all going to be sitting down together, and we're going to be going over the problems. Do what? This week?
When is that?
Thursday.
Where is Bob McNair these days with the organized
McNair
labor?
Bob McNair is going to run for Strom Thurmond's position in the United States Senate. If Strom doesn't retire, he will run against him. and we'll defeat him.
He's altered his position toward labor?
Bob is, yes. Bob is, I'd say right now, wouldn't you say, Bob, he's 100% with us. I can't get you over. He's, I'd say now he's committed 100%.
Do you think?
That's a lot different. Now, he got himself in a box, you know, when he was governor, on that same hospital strike by making it a policy. And Governor West, you remember the rift that developed between them. Governor West said, if I was governor, I would have handled it different. And they told him to stay quiet. Well, he became governor. He's handling it different. He has organized behind the scenes, and I hope to use this lightly. He's organized many committees of real outstanding people to work on collective bargaining and to pave the way so we can get it through the legislature, including the Federal University, Clemson. We had to stay out of it because if we got in there and pushed it, we felt like it would be a deterrent to it. So we let other people have
Senator,
it.
Wait, let me ask you this.
Because we fed the information to them.
You mentioned how when you had the committee of 100 in Columbia to work on racial problems 10 years ago, lynch counters and so forth, how you worked very closely with the business leadership of the city, financial leadership of the city, and you suggested in some of these other meetings that you worked closely with management people in different categories and on different programs involving the state. How do you characterize the level of cooperation between business and between labor and management in this state?
Let me say this to you, Jack. Labor and management have come together more so than in this state and probably any other state in the South. Let me go back into this right now, to hedge on the question by any means. But the Chamber of Commerce came to us. We didn't go to them. You know, the Chamber always fought us. The textile manufacturers always fought us. And it was no, seemed like we could have no boundary lines that we could step over. We were always at each other's throat. Finally, this began to change. The Chamber of Commerce came to us and said, there are grounds. We'd like for your people to join the Chamber of Commerce. Well, we decided it would be best if we would stay out. But at the same time, that we would not bury our heads in the sand to their ideas, and they would listen to us. And so we did. And in the last election, you would see advertisements in the newspaper by labor and the Chamber of Commerce jointly, paid for jointly by labor and the Chamber of Commerce. And this was on the mini bottle. We were reaching for open bars, pari-mutuel bidding, and this thing, so we joined hands. The textiles, we joined them on imports and exports, and their position was the same as ours. And we joined hands. And this year, when we were going for the comprehensive workman changes to workman's compensation, we had committees appointed, advisory committees, legislative committees, and study committees. And these committees got together. We signed an agreement by labor, management, Chambers of Commerce, the plaintiff attorneys, and others, that we have reached an accord on a fast, comprehensive change in workman's comp, and we are neither side's going to fight it. We're going together, and this calls for $40,000 death and total disability. It's one of the most comprehensive you'll find in the South, and one of the best.
Does it extend coverage to forestry lumber workers and this sort of thing?
Lumber covers carries everybody. It takes the numerical number down to 2. We'd like to go to 1. It clears the ticks in the farmers and the farm workers, casual workers, and with an agreement by labor and industry. Now, let me say this. I think that management took a different look towards labor. And we decided that we should set up trust funds and committees within labor that would include management people on. And suppose you take this local union right here. There's nothing done in this local except our own membership meeting that management's not 50% part of. From every trust agreement that we have, to the training program, health and welfare, the vacation, everything that we do. And so there, and you'll find out now that so many lawyers and a lot of management have joined unions now.
But on this workman's comp thing, is that passed? Or is that going before the legislature?
The draft is completed now.
But what industries will be excluded, or what type of workers will be excluded?
Very little. Call them, tell them to bring me the highlights of that. Have some here. I'm not going to give them to you right now. You see in the South that we have the best in all categories under the unemployment comp right now, and the worst on workman's comp until we pass it. If you get sick, you can draw. I mean, if you were hurt on the job, you can draw $63 maximum. You can get out of work and draw $83. It doesn't rhyme, does it?
So we can ask you this question. You talk to labor people in all the other southern states, and you people get together and meet, right? Mm-hmm. How do you rate sit conditions now in South Carolina insofar as economic opportunities for blacks are concerned? Rate, compare it with other southern states?
I'd really have to say that South Carolina probably has the best climate for blacks now than any of the other states. Although the per capita may be greater than some of the other states, I think the opportunities here.
Why?
Jack, I don't really know. But it seems like the attitude just they went ahead and did what they should have done years ago.
Why did it change like that, in your opinion?
I don't know. Can't tell you why. Really.
Did it surprise you?
End interview with Sinway Young. No more transcription. This tape.